A quick note on taxes and bad habits. Sometimes governments tax unhealthy products like cigarettes, hoping to make them less popular. So why not do that with chocolate? That's not my idea, God forbid. It's a proposal put forth by a doctor in Scotland. Obesity has become a serious problem in Scotland, just like it is elsewhere. Dr. David Walker thinks an increase in chocolate consumption is partly to blame.
I think it would be helpful to make the public aware that this is a food that should be treated with a degree of respect and should be eaten as a special treat, really, quite infrequently and in quite small amounts because of its enormous calorific value, more so than practically any other item in our diet.
That's why he wants to tax chocolate. Dr. Walker says that would stop people from mindlessly consuming the stuff without minding their calories. But critics say there's no evidence that a tax on chocolate would make people eat healthier. Professor Roger Corder from the London Medical School says targeting chocolate alone is misguided. He says, if anything, there should be a tax on sugar.
Essentially, if we targeted sugar, you'd capture all unhealthy foods. And if you look at the rising trend in diabetes and obesity, it doesn't relate to chocolate consumption, it relates to sugar consumption.
The critics didn't deter Dr. Walker from proposing his tax on chocolate at a meeting this week of the British Medical Association, but Walker's fellow doctors disagreed and the tax proposal was rejected. So for now, no extra tax on chocolate or on Scotland's famous novelty treat, the deep-fried Mars bar.
I need a Mars bar, hey Riggs bar, to help me through the day. I need a Mars bar, a potato bar. It helps me, makes me work as the play. It helps me, makes me work as the play. I never eat my dinner, I push away the points. You can see I'm getting thinner, because I just can't wait to get my Mars bar, hey Riggs bar, to help me through the day. I need a Mars bar, a potato bar.
Well, there's a song that'll definitely melt in your hands. This is PRI.